Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, Ajamil delivered by the Vishnadutas. Today we're reading a double verse, text 24 and 25. So 24 is on the board, so we'll read that together. Ajamilo api atakarnya dutana yama krishnayo dharma bhagavatam shudham chai vedyam cha gunashrayam Ajamilo piyata kanya dutanam yama krishnayo dharmam bhagavatam shudham trivedyam cha gunashrayam Ajamilo piyata kanya dutanam yama krishnayo dharmam bhagavatam shudham trivedyam chagunashrayam ajamilo pyata karnya dutanam yamakrishnayo dharmam bhagavatam shudham trivedyam chagunashrayam Jamilo Pyata Karnya Dutanam Yamakrishnayo Dharmam Bhagavatam Sunyam Avedyam Chagranasayam Jamilo Pyata Karnya Dutanam Yamakrishnayo Dharmam Bhagavatam Sudham Chaivedyam Chagranasayam Vaishnavis Ajamilo Pyata Kanya Hutanam Yamakrishnayo Dharmam Bhagavatam Sudham Chaivedyam Chagranasayam Jamila Pyata Karnya Arman Bhagavatam Sudam Avedyam Chaganasayam K. Okay, now I'll chant by myself the second part of this pair of verses. Bhakti mam bhakvita ashu mahatmya shravanad hare anutapo mahanasi smarato shubhamatmanaha. Please repeat the synonyms. Ajamila. Ajamil. Api. Also. Ata. Thereafter. Akarnya. Hearing. Madhutanam. Of the order carriers. Yamakrishnayaho. Of Yamaraj and Lord Krishna. Dharmam, actual religious principles. Bhagavatam, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam, or concerning the relationship between the living being and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shuddham, pure. Trivedyam, mentioned in three Vedas. Cha, also. Guna Ashrayam, material religion, under the modes of material nature. Bhaktiman, a pure devotee, cleansed of the modes of material nature. Bhagavati, under the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ashu, immediately. Mahatmya, glorification of the name, fame, etc. Shravanat, because of hearing. Hare, of Lord Hari. Anutapaha, regret. Mahan, very great. Asit, there was. Smarataha, remembering. Ashubham, all the inglorious activities. Atmanaha, done by himself. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. After hearing the discourses between the Yamadutas and Vishnudutas, Ajamil could understand the religious principles that act under the three modes of material nature. These principles are mentioned in the three Vedas. He could also understand the transcendental religious principles, which are above the modes of material nature and which concern the relationship between the living being and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Furthermore, Ajamil heard glorification of the name, fame, qualities, and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He thus became a perfectly pure devotee. He could then remember his past sinful activities, which he greatly regretted having performed. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna told Arjuna, Trigunya Vishaya Veda Nishtrigunya Bhavarjuna Nirdvandvo Nitya Sattvasto Niryoga Chemam Atmavan. Quote, the Vedas mainly deal with the subject of the three modes of material nature. Rise above these modes, O Arjuna. Be transcendental to all of them. Be free from all dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety and be established in the self. End quote. The Vedic principles certainly prescribe a gradual process for rising to the spiritual platform, but if one remains attached to the Vedic principles, there is no chance of his being elevated to spiritual life. Krishna therefore advised Arjuna to perform devotional service, which is the process of transcendental religion. The transcendental position of devotional service is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.6. Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir hokshaje. Bhakti, devotional service, is paro dharmaha, transcendental dharma. It is not material dharma. people generally think that religion should be pursued for material profit. This may be suitable for persons interested in material life, but one who is interested in spiritual life should be attached to Paro Dharmaha, the religious principles by which one becomes a devotee of the Supreme Lord, Yatto Bhaktir Hoksaje. The Bhagavat religion teaches that the Lord and the living entity are eternally related, and that the duty of the living entity is to surrender to the Lord. When one is situated on the platform of devotional service, one is freed from impediments and completely satisfied. Ahaitakiya pratiyata yayatma supersedite. Having been elevated to that platform, Ajamila began to lament for his past materialistic activities and glorify the name, fame, form, and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militamyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The difficulty is that if we perform worship of God for the purpose of getting material things, material sense gratification, then if we find that we can get those things without worship of God, or apparently, then gradually the worship of God goes into the background. And you know, we think you know, we can satisfy all of our needs by our own arrangements of economic systems and things like that. We kind of get a sense of that during this recent Christmas season. Of course, Christmas has become a politically incorrect word in modern society. If you look at television during this season, you see they never ever mention the word Christmas. They always call it the holiday season, season's greetings, because Christmas reminds one of God, which is the original purpose of the holiday. It's a celebration of the appearance of a Shaktivesh avatar of Krishna, Lord Jesus Christ, in this world. And the purpose of the holiday is to renew one's connection with God, basically. But most people really don't see it that way. It's kind of become a secular celebration of overproduction and overconsumption. The main thing that they talk about, are people going to the stores and shopping? Are the sales higher this year than last year? Do your duty. Shop. So it's become, in the minds of most people, very secular, and they put the idea of God into the background, because if they're interested in sense gratification and they think they can satisfy their needs without God, then they tend to forget these things. I mean, many years ago, before I was a devotee, 1969, I was in Israel. I'd gone there. I mean, I was by birth a Roman Catholic, but I wanted to go there and work on a kibbutz which is like their idea of farm community. Like Srila Prabhupada said, we should have our farm communities for simple living, high thinking. So they also, in that country, they had these farms where people could live for simple living, high thinking, supposedly. And it was in December, so some of us, we went to Bethlehem. And because it was right after a big war, they had a big war there in 1967, there weren't any tourists. You know, the town was practically deserted. So we went to the Church of the Manger, which is where they think Christ appeared. And you go in this church and you go down into some crypt underneath it. And there's the cave or crypt where they say Christ was born. And there was hardly anybody there. There were six nuns from Belgium who were just singing Christmas songs in praise of Christ in Latin. So it's actually the nicest Christmas I ever spent. I mean, having been, you know, born Christian. Because mainly it's, as I said, it's time for just hoping that your material senses will be satisfied in the proper way. What you want, you get somehow or other. But in present-day society, they think they can satisfy their economic necessities apart from God. Of course, it's not really possible, but they think it's possible. So the idea of pure devotional service is very far from them. So in this verse and purport, we're learning that Ajamil is seeing the importance of pure devotional service. Somehow or other, because of this discussion that he heard between the Yamadutas, you know, the servants of Lord Yamaraj, and the servants of Lord Vishnu, he's become enlightened in that regard. And he, Srila Prabhupada, specifically mentioning that this pure devotional service is something that transcends material religion, because material religion is there in the Vedic literature. It's there for people who want material sense gratification. So they're taught to worship God and the demigods to get their material needs satisfied. That's better in one sense than simply ignoring God and the demigods. It's better to understand there is some higher authority in the cosmos, and that higher authority has to be satisfied so that one can get various types of material sense gratification. But ultimately, the purpose of that is to gradually accustom people to acting not for their own sense gratification, but for the sense gratification of the personality of Godhead, to please the senses of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the actual proper position. But it's a gradual process. In the Vedic literature, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here, that there is a gradual process for doing that. The first step is, well, just simply trying to please your own senses by your own means. And then second is trying to please your senses by understanding there's a higher authority, and doing something to satisfy that higher authority in order to please your own senses, get what you want. And, you know, for some research I was doing, I was looking at the Atharva Veda and the Yajur Veda, And they're full of prayers, you know, how to defeat your enemy, prayers for a wife who is jealous of a rival, you know, some woman trying to get her husband's attention, you know, how to, you know, there's all kinds of prayers and mantras for satisfying all kinds of material desires, you know, how to be safe when you're traveling, how to stop thieves from coming into your home, you know, how to do this, how to do that, how to defeat a rival and debate. You know, every material desire that you could think of, there's a mantra for it in the Atharva Veda. But that's not the real purpose of religion. Savai Pumsa Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Hokshaje Ahoitikiya Pratiyataya Yatma Supersediti. That is quoted by Srila Prabhupada here. It's a statement from the Bhagavatam that the real religious principle is to act for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord without any material motivation, without demanding something in exchange, simply acting for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the essence of Dharma, the essence of religion, and only that will really satisfy the self. Anything else, material desires are just unlimited. Trying to satisfy material desires is like pouring gasoline on a fire. It simply creates more fire. So this is the purpose of bhakti yoga. And Lord Chaitanya says, Nandanam Nanjanam Nasundrim Kavidam Va Jagadisha Kame Mama Janmani Janmanishvare Bhagavad Bhaktir Hortiki Tvayi. He rejects all varieties of material sense gratification. He says, I don't want money. I don't want followers. I don't want a beautiful wife, or I don't want to have the reputation of being a great scholar or poet. And these are the essential heights of material desire. People want to have many followers. And actually, you know, if you see, you know, sometimes they have films about people who come from nothing. You know, somebody's just alone playing their guitar, and they become a big music star, and then they're in a big auditorium with thousands of people applauding, and they, you know, everybody becomes very happy when they see that. Or somebody becomes a big sports star, he's just a little kid playing football with his friends, and then he becomes a professional football star getting millions of dollars, and everybody's very happy. And people become happy because they hope for such things themselves. Some followers, some wealth, a beautiful husband or handsome, beautiful husband, handsome husband or beautiful wife. They hope like that. And sometimes they approach God for those things, which is better than not approaching God, but even better is simply to approach God to please the senses of the Supreme Lord. And what pleases the Supreme Lord? I mean, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita said he's very pleased with his devotees who spread his message to others. That is very pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Anya Bilashita Shunya Jnana Karmani Navratam Anukayena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Uttamam. So the nature of pure devotional service is described. Anyabhilashita Shunyam. It's devoid of any other desire than the desire to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the mission of the pure devotee, or those who are aspiring to become pure devotees, is to try to find out what is going to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then to act on that basis. With mind, body, and words. And then for those who are on lesser platform, they can worship the Supreme Lord with some material benefit in mind. But that's a lower platform of a devotional service. Or they can try to worship, you know, different demigod representatives of the Lord. You know, there are injunctions for that in the Vedic literature. I mean, recently I've been appearing on a national television series. It's called Ancient Aliens. It's been airing on the History Channel. So I thought I'd participate in that to give them some ideas. They're interested in extraterrestrials and the relationship of humans on Earth to extraterrestrials. So, and they're interested in UFOs and things like that. So I thought, all right, I'll give them some Vedic insights about these things, because the Vedic literature speak about vimanas, spacecraft, you know, traveling from planet to planet. And they also speak about extraterrestrials, like the demigods. They're extraterrestrials. And sometimes they visit the Earth. Krishna is an extraterrestrial, and sometimes he visits the Earth. But, yeah, they have this idea, some of them, the supporters of these ideas, they think that there aren't really any gods. They're just ancient astronauts, you know, who visited this planet, and, you know, they shouldn't be worshipped. You know, that's. But in a sense, they're right. In this sense, if we're talking about the demigods, you know, because the demigods are extraterrestrial beings, but Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, you shouldn't worship them. Because really, they're of the same category as jivas. They're just in more powerful positions in the universe. You know, just like on an airplane. Everybody on the airplane is a human being, all the same category. But there's a difference between the person who's sitting in economy class and the pilot who's flying the plane. The pilot who's flying the plane is a human being, just like the passenger in economy class seat, but he's got more responsibility for the airplane. But that doesn't mean he should be worshipped. So, yeah, the demigods are like that, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. They're more powerful beings, but they shouldn't be worshipped because they're not the supreme. They should be respected. You know, just like, you know, if you're driving in your car and you see a policeman, well, you respect the fact that he's a policeman. If you're going over the speed limit, and you might slow down when you see the police car ahead of you. But you don't worship. Worship is reserved for the Supreme Lord. Krishna says those who are less intelligent, they'll worship the demigods. for material things. So that type of worship is there in the Vedas, but it's meant to lead to something higher. And in our society here, we go immediately to the highest thing. We don't bother about the lower stages. We go immediately to practicing pure devotional service. So does anybody have any questions, comments? Okay, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.